It's still going.
It's still going.
It's okay. Still going. I'm being warned by our little like cloud connecting thing right now, of course, that my network connection sucks.
I'm sorry.
Just salt on wounds. Hello, guests. You are listening to Breaking Change. This is not a major version release because we don't have any new puns to talk about, just old tattered ones. We're going to look at the ones from 2025 in arrears for a feature release. So that makes this version, 48.1? Not as many breaking changes this year, so we broke less shit. That's good. We've got a special guest. You heard him possibly just a moment ago.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, big dog.
Hey, cool cat. His name, Aaron Patterson, but you might know him from days of yore that we will live to tell our children and grandchildren about, or at least our AI bots, of Twitter.com.
What is that?
It was a website where you went by the pseudonymous. So that's one of those words I'm never going to get. Handle Tender Love.
What is the difference between a pseudonym and a moniker? Is there a difference?
I think pseudonym is, it implies an anonymity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Tender Love was anonymous from your family for a bit, but I don't want to hear that story. I want to hear my favorite Aaron Twitter story was when you were the most famous gaijin in Japan for a whole day. And
that's true, it was.
You were in heaven. I remember your watch literally crashed. Your like Apple Watch crashed and had to be rebooted because it overheated because of how many fucking... You had fave notifications set up for push.
Yes.
To the watch. And while he was in heaven, I was in hell because I had to put up with his ever inflating ego until like finally that night we get to a bar. And of course, the people next to us at the bar recognize him as the Kusa guy.
Yes.
So why don't you tell that story for anyone who doesn't know it?
Sure. Yes, I was this. I feel like this is an old story. I will tell my children about it. I don't have any children, but I was the most famous gaijin. That means foreigner in Japan for a day. It was because I tried to explain some Japanese slang in English online. So there was a character that it's used for LOL. Like we would use LOL online, and then they would say this, there's this other character that they would use, but it's kind of like a meme character basically, just to mean LOL. And I explained it in English, like where it came, the origin of it, where it came from, why it means this. And then somebody like quote tweeted me in Japanese, and I'm translating their Japanese. They said like, I can't believe this foreigner is seriously trying to explain this thing. And then I just quote tweeted them, and then I put the character, like LOL Kusa is the character. And then that tweet just blew up, and it got a lot of likes. And as Justin said, I had push notifications turned on because I like to know when people are engaging. I liked to know. I don't so much anymore, but.
And so for anyone, and he doesn't mean character like from an anime. He means a Chinese kanji character.
A single character, yes.
And the story, as I understand it, etymologically, is that the character to laugh is pronounced warao as a verb,
yes.
To laugh. And so that starts with a W, and not very many positive words start with W's. And so when you just type a bunch of W's, it's sort of like lol, because it's like lots of laughs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
So in Japanese, or on Japanese Twitter, if you do www a lot of times, like www, like literally the character W, then that's like a slang for LOL.
Right. And the thing about a lot of W's, right, is it starts to look like grass. There is a Chinese character, a kanji character loaned into Japanese for grass that is pronounced kusa. So if mm-hmm. if you need to abbreviate your 50 V's or W's that look like grass into actual the meaning of grass, then you get back to actual Japanese. So it kind of does a round trip through
yes
English.
The thing is though, like what's scary about this particular character, though, is like, in you need to be very careful about the context which you use it, because on Chinese internet, it means like F your mom, basically. So like, make sure you're using it if you want the LOL. I mean, depending on what you want it to mean.
Yes. And given the state of a Sino-Japanese relations at the moment, I think it usually means both.
I guess I'm just saying, like, know your audience.
Right. All right. Well, Aaron, now that he doesn't have Twitter to share puns on anymore, he's got us. And so he shares a pun with us on every episode of Breaking Change. Last year, we took all of the puns and that he shared with us. On each episode, I rank the pun relative to all the puns so far that year, based on a completely arbitrary scale. You know, sometimes you like puns that sufficiently throw you off guard. Sometimes you like ones that are just truly clever wordplay, or you have to respect the game of somebody who can really waste your time, you know, by just burrowing into your head and be like, every time I pick up my Nintendo Switch, I'm gonna think of this one about getting Joy-Con'd. You know, and so now part of my gray matter has been seized, you know, by Tender Love Industries. I rank them. And at the end of the year, I realize my ranking kind of deviates, right? Because you're just kind of throwing stuff into a list inefficiently over the course of the year. And so I bring the master himself on board for us to reach consensus on what is the authoritative, proper way to sort that year's smattering of puns. This year, we've got fewer than last year. We've got 21 puns to sort, and we've got a hard stop at about not 100 minutes from now. So last year, we were completely unbound. This year, we've got a healthy pressure to find consensus in a hurry. So this is like pun sort : government shutdown edition, where we've got to pass something.
I enjoy doing a pun sort, because when I read these and I'm like, yes, I am funny. I'm good at these.
Just like I let you have that day basking in the glory of being the most favored guest of Japan. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to just, you know, roll around like a pig in its own shit and read these for the audience to reacquaint us with the puns in the current ranking order.
I'm going to read. I'm going to read these in the current how you've ranked them.
Let's go bottom up, right? Because this is a top 21 list.
Okay, top 21 list of puns this year. So I'm going to start at the bottom, go all the way to the top, and then we're going to re-rank them, I guess. So this is the number one. I don't want to use the word worst. I guess this is like the number. This is the 21st best pun in the list.
Yes.
Okay. It's weird they're called regular expressions when hardly anyone uses them regularly. Oh, it's good. It's true. This one's for programmers, though, I guess. Oh, I don't want to explain it. We're just gonna read them right now.
Yeah, we got time for that.
Okay. Number 20. Really wanted to get into baseball this year, but I found watching the games to be very hit or miss. Yes. Number 19, I heard YouTube is hiring tons of fish lately. Apparently they make good streamers. I was really hoping to play Balatro today, but I don't have time, so I guess it's not in the cards.
That was number 18.
That was number 18, yes. Okay, number 17, eating cherries is the pits. Number 16, I heard most cars are designed by a steering committee. Number 15, I feel like the biggest problem with taking orders at a pizza place is that everyone is just phoning it in. It's true. Number 14, I'm thinking of starting a YouTube channel for physicists and calling it Mass Media. 13, wow, this is only 13, okay. I feel like AI coding assistants are just token developers.
That is a good one.
12, I bought a camera and I'm having a hard time learning how to use it. No matter what I do, it just doesn't click. Oh boy, another click. Okay, number 11. I really don't get the hype behind mechanical keyboards until I tried one and then it clicked. Number 10, I once worked with a JavaScript programmer that would only work mornings. I guess they were an AM NPM developer. Number 9, the doctor keeps telling me I need more electrolytes, but all the lights in my house are already electric.
Wise.
Yes. Number 8, it took me a while to figure out how to get my boat to float, but then I let it sink in. Oh.
If you truly love something.
Number 7, the problem with insurance company ads is all of their bold claims.
It's a classic.
It's a good one. Okay. Number 6, my biggest issue with callbacks is that I wish they would text first.
That's another programmer one.
There's a lot of programmer ones in here. Okay, yeah. Number 5. Every time I go to the gym, I'm like, how's that working out? Number 4. I bought a Nintendo Switch because I heard it was going to be really fun to play. Unfortunately, I didn't enjoy it one bit, and now I feel like I've been Joy-Con'd. I like that. Number 3. I thought installing a new shower would make my house worth a lot more, but it turned out to just be a wash. It's true. Number 2, I heard that high-end restaurants typically go broke because they cooked their books. I guess there's no accounting for good taste. Ooh, wow, that's like a double. Okay,
yeah, that one's got layers.
Yes. Number 1, I never pre-order video games. Instead, I just buy now, play later. Nice.
That's great. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
That is all a right. good one.
As we can see, what happens just this year, just like last year, is that they're kind of become, over the course of the year, kind of like it becomes a bimodal distribution of like, this one's the most like low to mid, right? Like, mm-hmm. sort of like, but it's like, it's actually something's underranked, and so it's hard for me to put something above it. And then there's usually like another one near the top where it's like, there's one that I just consider so good that everything else that's kind of like almost as good just winds up keeping on slotting in right underneath that. And so there was one pretty good one down here. It might be the pizza orders and everyone phoning it in or something down here. And
could have been higher, but didn't make it because there's other ones that are worse.
More very good.
Yeah.
All right. So here's how we're going to do it in the interest of time. Rather than just resorting at random and confusing the fuck out of anyone listening to the audio version of this, for what it's worth, Breaking Change, now every episode is available on YouTube as a video, which approximately nobody watches. But, you know, you'll have to take my word for the fact that, like, we actually do have audio listeners. It's just, I think, like, if you're watching this on YouTube, I apologize, but I feel like the reason that video podcasts on YouTube are so popular is the same reason CBS's ratings are so high, is like people with bad taste fall asleep in front of a screen. And people who listen to this podcast have extremely good taste and are very, you know, people of you know, certain
culture.
Yes.
Mm.
Folks of culture. I suspect we don't have a whole lot of earnest podcast watchers in the audience, but if that's you, don't take offense. There's no accounting for taste, as we just heard. Aaron, what I'd like to do this time around, rather than move things loosey-goosey, is just, let's say, pretend the floor is rising. It's one of those Mario levels, right? And like the screen's just scrolling up and you got to keep jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to go and re-rank it bottom up. Okay, and we got to find consensus on of the remaining. It's a musical chair sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
So there's 21 puns. Let's start with, okay, like, so let's nail down our top 20 by eliminating one, effectively putting it down to the bottom, and that'll be our 21st ranked pun after the resort.
Okay.
We will just kind of keep it semi-locked there until we do kind of like a last pass for any final fine-tuning and adjustments, and then we'll lock season 2 of Breaking Change's pun list.
Okay, let's do it.
Sounds good. So first of all, I guess since I can only scroll so much, is there anything here in this top like 10 that you would say is eligible for being at the very bottom of this?
The
thing?
Very bottom. I mean, they're all special to me in very special ways. I need to figure out my least special to me. What is that 21 again?
21. It's weird that they're called regular expressions when hardly anyone uses them regularly. But I like that one.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Yes. It's weird they're called regular expressions when hardly anyone uses them regularly. See, this is like rough for me because like a lot of my puns are very programmer centric.
Right.
Because I am a programmer. That's what I do for my day job. So I make a lot of programming puns. I also recognize that probably a lot of your audience, they're probably also programmers.
A lot are. Speaking of bimodal distributions, it's a lot of programmers and then a lot of people who just like snarky assholes on the internet.
So I like 21 because the regular expression pun, I like it because like, why? I mean, I know why they're called regular expressions. I know it's like it's a scientific term. Like this is an expression, it's a regular one. But then the pun is playing into like, you know, regular, like it's a regular thing that regular Joes just say every day, which is just not true. So like,
all right, I'm going to give you a gift, which is that I'm going to like actually let you be in charge here.
Oh, my God. No.
By saying you can get this one out of last place by nominating another one of your children.
I know for last place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to put, so honestly, just as a first blush, get one out of the way. I'm going to have to move number 17 to the bottom saying eating cherries is the pits. So can I give you my reasoning why?
Yes.
So I like this pun. The problem is it feels low effort. I can tell this one is probably on a day where I was like, I can't think of a pun. It's just like, cause the way this works is like, Justin will text me and be like, hey, I need a pun for the thing. And I'll have like varying degrees of amounts of time before the issue is like, there's varying amounts of time before the podcast. And also there's varying levels of inspiration, right? So like sometimes I'm just not feeling it. I don't know what to talk about. So
you open ChatGPT, say, give me a real good pun. And then it said eating cherries is the pits. And then you
eating cherries is the pits. I mean, no, I don't. All of these are natural. They're off the dome. Natural puns. But like, I mean, this one just, to me, this reads like I'd expect this one out of ChatGPT, which is why say no.
Yeah, I think that's the sort of the ultimate dislike. We used to call these like Laffy Taffy puns or something you'd see on like a popsicle stick,
mm-hmm.
Just for being generic and dad jokey.
Yep.
I think that's the ultimate diss, though, is in this current era, is if you could imagine ChatGPT producing it, then why waste a human's time?
Exactly, yeah. So I mean I was trying to waste your time.
Yes. Yeah. I heard somebody say, and I totally agree, that there's nothing more rude than being expected to read somebody else's ChatGPT generated text. My neighbor tried to help me solve a problem. There's been some contention about fiber internet in the neighborhood. And he's like, I escalated it over at the ISP and they sent me this. And I couldn't tell if like he'd been had or if I was being had here. But like he sent one of those like bullet point lists that was so very obviously generated by ChatGPT that I was like, I don't know. I live by a lot of old people. He might think that was written in earnest and not as a go fuck yourself. But thanks for giving me this to-do list.
The key insight is yes. Blah.
So I'm ready to lock that one in. I agree. I've got my own ones that I don't like, but they'll have their time to shine.
All right.
Let's try not to fixate on the regular expressions thing. We're looking at number 20 now, so we're trying to compete for our top 19 remainders. Lock in number 20 for me, and let's say like maybe float around, look up in the next, you know, little tranche. What are some ones you don't love? Like I could really take or leave what is currently 14.
What is
I'm
14?
Thinking of starting a YouTube channel for physicists and calling it mass media.
I like that. It's fun. It's good, but it's not that good.
The other YouTube one, which is currently at 18, I heard YouTube is hiring tons of fish lately. Apparently they make good streamers.
That one's better.
All right. Well, I would offer up one of those ones.
Let's put mass media down at 9 or 20.
Good. So, I feel like we've both got a pound of flesh so far. I'm liking it.
I'm thinking of starting a YouTube channel for physicists and calling it mass media. So the reason why this is funny, and one of my favorite things to do with puns is explain them, because that's how you know that they're funny. Is
I do have to warn that, remember, this podcast has a time limit, unlike usual. So
so I'm thinking of starting a YouTube channel for physicists and calling it mass media. You see, because mass is like a physics term.
Yeah.
And then mass media is like another term, but it's also a YouTube thing. So
yes,
I enjoy this one, but I agree. Number 20. I think like the problem is a problem for me with this pun is that I suspect there probably already is a YouTube channel called mass media.
I was going to make the same point. I was like, you could have been scrolling through YouTube and seen it and then forgotten, and then it turned it into a pun the next day. And
yes. I can almost guarantee this exists already. So
I'm already imagining, we close your eyes and you know what the man looks like. And you know it's a man, and you know he's on like some green screen with like generic PBS stock, like Carl Sagan inspired footage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just going to talk long enough until he's like, are they asleep? Okay, cool. And then it just like loops. All right. So we got 20 and 21 locked. We're just cruising through. Let's talk about what should be the 19th number 19 pun for the year. So if we only had 18 seats left on the boat, which one's going to go?
Boy. Huh. Are these totally locked in? Are we allowed to reorder later?
There will be an opportunity to adjust after, but only after we get through the first.
Oh, okay. Pass. Okay. So if we're gonna do a second pass on these, I kind of want to put number 15. I heard most cars are designed by a steering committee down at 19.
Man, that we are. Last time we were not on the same page. Maybe it's because we spent so much time like getting into the science of what makes a bad pun.
Puncraft. Or good pun.
Yeah, puncraft. Well, but I was going to point out the same one. Sorry. I'm there. 19.
I like it. I heard most cars are designed by a steering committee. It's. I like it, but it also feels low effort, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So
I definitely used the phrase low effort at the time, but that was all the way back in version 30. So this probably was like February, March timeframe.
I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like my least best puns are ones that only have like a single layer, or like the turn of phrase here is too easy, like car to steering. Like it's too easy there. Yeah. So I mean, I feel like it's definitely wasting people's time, but it's not enough of a time waster. I mean, my niece would love it.
Right. Right. Except it's she a doesn't good know starter it pun. It's a good when you need the training wheels on your pun mobile.
Yeah.
Like your niece, right? Like just got to get them going. Yeah. I think that there's kind of like there's going to be an inflection point here, probably like 4 or 5 from now, where we go from puns that aren't that great, that could be better, or excuse me, puns like that aren't all that phenomenal on their own. And then there's going to be a tranche that are puns that are good, but like if they just had one little tweak would have been much better.
Yeah.
So we're still in that first phase. Let's try to talk about, move so that on. Was 19 now. Let's try to lock in 18. So if we've got 17 remaining, is there anything else that seems like you might pull into place, assuming you still want to fight for that regular expressions?
I love the regular expressions one. It's so good. I mean, it's good. Okay, so
remember, you can waste everybody's time or just a subset of people's time, and if you don't waste, and like if it's just a subset, then you got to waste that subset's time way longer.
I mean,
to make up an aggregate time wasting.
It's better. Like, I feel like targeted puns hit harder, though. Like, that's why they're good. So
they have a status effect of bleed.
Yes, I want I want to keep the. So I don't think this number 18, the regular expression pun, is not my best one. But I also think there's other ones in the list that are worse. And the reason I want to fight, like, I think the regular expression pun could be much better.
Sure. Then, like, let's focus on what's worse.
Okay. So what I want to move below that is, I got to move number 16. I heard YouTube is hiring tons of fish lately. Apparently they make good streamers.
I'm not going to fight for that one. Yeah. That was the two YouTube ones never jumped out at me.
No.
So that's the number 18. We're going to see, you know, just the most improved pun of the year award, whether or not it's going to be this regular expressions one. Cause now that we're in, we're looking to set the new number 17, meaning that we've got to narrow this down to 16 remainders.
Okay.
Anything worse than regular? I've been putting you in the hot seat so far. So I'll pick something out, as a proposal. You're going to dislike everything that I say. I think needs to go down because you don't want anything to go down.
Okay.
But I'm actually going to say that the baseball one, probably I'd be willing to put that down by one to keep regular expressions alive, because the hit or miss thing.
Yeah, I won't fight you for that. Yeah. Hit or miss. Yeah, I won't fight you for that one. I was. So the pun is really wanted to get into baseball this year. But I found watching the games to be very hit or miss. I think I sent you this one during the World Series, I think.
Yeah. Version 47? Maybe. So. I guess the World Series keeps getting later. I vaguely remember the World Series taking place in like September.
I mean, it was around then. So I sent you this because I was truly trying to like get into baseball. This is not a lie. Like I wasn't making this up.
I'm trying to get into, like, I think that getting into professional sports has like come and gone for me. Like, mm-hmm. I've aged out, but now that we're getting this condo in Shizuoka in Japan, they've got a kind of a storied, famous J League football team.
Oh,
football as in soccer.
Oh.
called the Shimizu S Pulse. They're literally like, we could probably bike to the stadium, and the stadium has a view of Mount Fuji. So, and I'm sure that given the value of the yen, season tickets would be about like, you know, 5 wooden nickels.
That sounds like fun.
My goal is to like actually learn the lineup and learn like a little bit about like the business of, you know, Japan, the J leagues and promotion and relegation and all that.
You know, we live right by a hockey team like rink. So the Kraken, they have a practice. That's the hockey league here in Seattle, or hockey team in Seattle. Apparently they're like really good, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. But I was like, maybe I should get into hockey. And then I looked at the ticket prices and they were too expensive. Like, no. I can go to a Mariners game for like $30 or $40. It's like 200
arenas are smaller, and then it's like a niche, right? It's like fewer people like it, and so it's like a more hardcore audience. I noticed the same thing years ago.
Anyway, I was trying to get into baseball, but I found watching the games to be very hit or miss.
And then you wrote it down.
And then I wrote it down and texted you. Yes. All right. I think that's good. Let's see.
So that was 17, and now we're trying. Basically, now our job. Look at how well we're doing. I think we've really grown as friends this year. Mm. We're trying to narrow this down to the top 15 remaining puns by declaring one of these to be number 16.
I think this is tough.
I'm starting to look at the top 10 too, to spot any that might
need to be lowered.
Might be dark horses.
The regular expressions. So this regular expressions pun, I think it's got to be either here or It's got to be either 15 or 16. So I want to keep the Bellatro pun either needs to, like, maybe it could go down.
So you might swap those two. You might leave them as is.
Yeah, I might swap them or I might leave them as is. The, like, the problem... So the Bellatro pun is, I was really hoping to play Bellatro today, but I don't have time, so I guess it's not in the cards. It's the, for people who have never played the game, like the one person that's never played the game, Justin, have you ever played the game?
Oh, yes. It's all about you
playing
trying cards. To get the best jokers to get the best combo and combination of rules. Of, it's a poker game without the gambling.
Yes, it's so good. It's so good. But not everybody knows the game, so... I don't know. Also, I guess it, but I mean, like, the regular expression pun has the same problem. Like, not everybody knows what a regular expression is. But
Do you think more people listening to Breaking Change know what Bellatro is or know what a regular expression is?
Probably more people know what Bellatro is, I would say.
I think it's probably, obviously, the Venn diagram has a healthy overlap, but yes. I'd say, I would actually probably say regular expressions edges it out.
You think? I think so. The reason, okay, I think regular expression needs to move up to 15. It should be locked in there. Bellatro should be moved below. And I'll give you the reason. Like, even if you're not a programmer and you hear the term regular expression, those words have meaning. Like, you can hear that and, like, intuit a meaning. But Bellatro is a proper noun. So if you don't know what Bellatro is, you're kind of like, you're lost.
You feel left out, right? Yes. Like, Becky's talked to us about this actually when you were here in October about, like, what she hates about puns is or jokes like this is, like, when she's made to feel dumb because she misses a reference. And so there's a certain art in having a, you can miss the joke but get a joke.
Yes.
And I think you're right. I think there's value in that, and it's a good tie-breaking metric, right? So it's like, even if you don't know what a regular expression is, you can, like, you can listen to it and be like, oh yeah, I think I got that, and you can feel like you got it.
Yes.
Even though you didn't get it.
And well, the thing is you're juxtaposed regular expressions using them regularly. It's the same word. And you can tell, even if you don't know what a regular expression is, you can tell from the phrase that, like, the words don't mean the same thing. So, like, right. You know, there's got to be a joke in there somewhere or something. There's got to be some sort of turn of phrase where Bellatro is, like, just opaque.
The thing about regular expressions is that it used to just be really painful and take me forever, but then I started supplementing them with fiber. And now my expressions are very regular.
Regular, very regular,
thanks,
yes.
Thanks for the local product, the Kirkland fiber supplement that you recommended to me last month.
Yes.
That tastes like Tang.
Yes.
And has such a consistency that it's literally clogged my straw.
It works. I love it.
Yeah,
love it. Okay. So we got 15 and 16 locked in.
Well, hold on. Let's give 15 its moment to shine. So is obviously I'm done fighting for regular expressions because I put it at the bottom. Although I've warmed up to it through just sheer repetition alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the next four or five. Right, the pizza place. We'll reread these when we get to them. Developers.
So I like the regular expressions one because when I imagine writing a regular expression and it's got all these weird symbols and stuff in it, and you're like, this is not regular.
There's nothing regular
There's nothing
about
regular
this.
About this.
This
yes.
looks like Pearl. What the fuck? good point. I think there's one I would consider if you're open to it.
Okay.
It's actually several higher. It's currently number 11 from version 43 of the podcast. I really didn't get the hype behind mechanical keyboards until I tried one and then it clicked.
Mm.
I think that is a great pun in that it is quite literal that, you know, you could look at a mechanical keyboard and be like, well, this is heavy and this is bulky and this is really expensive. And then you hear that satisfying click. Right? Mm.
Yeah.
And then you fall, it's love at first click. But at the same time, talking about mechanical keyboards clicking is like, that is very, very much the only thing anyone ever fucking talks about mechanical keyboards.
Yeah, I gotta say though, so when we were reading through these top 21 puns, because they're all top, I felt kind of bad because number 11 and 12, they're both jokes around the word click,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think part of the problem is I don't keep track of, like, you keep track of all the puns that I send you, but I don't keep track of all the puns I send you.
Right.
And I'm worried that
you're always afraid of repeating yourself.
Yeah, I'm always afraid of repeating myself. So I think like as a I don't know, a personal growth thing this year, I'm gonna try to keep track of these, or at least read your list.
You're gonna start journaling.
Yeah, I'm gonna journal my puns.
I use the journal. You could be one of the 8 people using the iOS journal app. And if you want to keep track of the puns, I actually do this for you
online.
It's justin.searles.co/puns. And it's all you, man.
I know you do.
The newest season's on top, and you can look anytime. I almost wonder if one of the reasons you don't regularly listen to the program is because you're just being kind of like conflict averse.
No, that's absolutely not.
No, it's because I don't like it. I want to be very clear about that.
It's too long. That's why.
Yeah, I get that. I've been hearing that my whole adult life. Not just from women.
I listen to everything at 2x, and then, but even 2x, like, it's still 90 minutes I got to kill. It's too long. Can't do it.
Yeah.
What I need is the podcast app to support 3x.
Fair. I sound ridiculous at 1x, and at 2x, I can barely even follow myself.
Mm.
I think there's just a fundamental, like, ideological difference between the people who listen to podcasts to absorb information, you know, quickly,
mm-hmm.
and the people who listen to podcasts to kill time.
Mm.
And so there are some things I'd listen to at 0.75x just because I get more bang for my buck.
you've wasted more time.
Because for me, it's like a white noise machine for the voice in my head telling me negative self-talk.
Mm.
or worse, coming up with creative ideas that just turn into work for me.
Right.
And I hope that this can be that for you, and blunt your creativity and or dread.
Okay. So here, you wanna pull.
I got one to pull down.
Okay.
Yeah, and it would be the mechanical keyboards one. I would propose, I would be cool moving that to be the 15 spot, so regular expressions can go up by one.
I would, you know, I kind of agree. Like, I agree with that. I mean, I'd even pull 12 down too, because, like, really, what, like, read 11 and 12. So 11 is, I really didn't get the hype behind mechanical keyboards until I tried one, and then it clicked. Number 12 is, I bought a new camera, and I'm having a hard time learning how to use it. No matter what I do, it just doesn't click. Both of them, it's the same joke in both of them. What is the differentiator between these two?
There's a difference between them. It's not in what's written. It's in their potential.
Okay. Right?
Like, if you're a teacher and you got 2 students,
mm-hmm.
and they both get the same score, but, like, one of them has more potential, maybe that kid you spend more time with.
Okay.
And I think that the camera one has more potential. And I'll share that in a second. But okay. I'll ask to take a flyer on it that I think the mechanical keyboards, let's just say for now, it's simpler and there's nothing we could do to really improve it.
All right. I agree. Let's pull 11 below 15. Regex is better. Yes.
All right. Which means Bellatro kind of got, like, screwed here. But I'm also fine with Bellatro being below.
Did Bellatro get screwed? Hold on, let's read.
Because we moved Bellatro down, we locked it to 16.
16. Mm. Eh.
We'll come back to it.
I think the mechanical keyboards one is better, so that's fine.
Then here we go. All right, so now we're looking at 14. I think we've agreed that regular expressions has had its moment, so let's lock that in.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
Yep.
Number 13. So now we're looking. So we're currently at a baker's dozen. And then we're told, like, you know, by corporate that when we sell a dozen donuts, it's got to actually be a dozen because of inflation.
I was, and so the
13th has to go.
So, like, I can't, every time I go to a donut joint, you don't get a baker's dozen. They don't give you 13. This has never happened to me.
I was listening to another podcast, the ATP Accidental Tech podcast, mm-hmm. and several, I think they've all lived in New York. It's 3 Mac Apple pundits. They've all lived in New York at some point, and they were talking about bagel places, and apparently at New York bagel places, a dozen, when you order a dozen, you get a variable number of bagels, and it's never 12. It could be 13, 14, and sometimes even 15 in a baker's dozen.
Interesting.
And I think that... are you going to corporate donut establishments?
No.
Are you living in a high-cost area dominated by tech bros who yes. are transplants? Oh, okay. Is it Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's just that.
Well, I think it's so
the price of sugar.
Yeah, the place where my favorite donut joint is called Family Donut. So everybody, like, there's the best, my favorite donut place. You only get 12 in a dozen there, and like
they probably just look at your figure and they're like, oh, we normally give 13.
You don't need this. You don't need this extra one. I don't understand. Favor. Like, I don't understand why. So. It doesn't make sense. I guess I can get it. I can get it with bagels because it's like you have a bag. I'm thinking about the packaging, right?
Ah, sure.
Like you have a sack of bagels. It's fine if you have 12, 13, 15. It's fine. But if you're packing up donuts, usually it's fussier. You got to put it in a box, right? You got to fit that in. How can you do an odd number?
The wrap sheets between them so that they don't.
Yeah,
the glazes sense. Don't touch.
So like. I just don't understand in what situations where, like, I feel like the only situations where you're going to get a baker's dozen that's not 12 are, like, bag situations.
Or poorly sized boxes.
Yes. Or they give you, like, the small one that they messed up on. They're like, it's a...
Becky and I were just talking about how we haven't bought donuts in America for, like, years and years. And I was like, you know, my memory as a child, I remember, like, some just absolutely awesome donut places. But then something happened during the 2010s where there were, like, Instagram famous donut and cookie shops where it was all about how it looked and how over the top, like, hey, look, I put Fruity Pebbles on a fucking donut. And... you know, the likelihood that you would walk into a donut shop in America and have something that was actually like anywhere near a fryer in the last 12 hours was approximately 0%. And I like, you know, we had a Krispy Kreme move in right next door to our dorm in college. And the first 100 people who got in line got like a free dozen donuts once a week for the first year.
Wow.
And my entire floor of dudes, we all got like the first 40 spots. And so that meant that every night on average, we had like 5 boxes of free donuts.
I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
It was the hot and ready because you would just go, you'd wait for the sign and then we'd all call each other and like start a party line and be like, hey guys,
it's time.
The sign's on. 6 of us have to go schlep across in the snow.
We've gotten recently, you know, Mr. Donuts, like
in Japan.
Yes, in Japan, Pondering, like they look like little.
They're
balls.
Called mochi donuts here.
Yes, yeah. I love those things. Love them.
Yeah, they're so good.
They're so good. But we have donut shops that specialize in those.
Even Orlando does now. I think it's not just a Japanese American Seattle thing anymore.
But they're so expensive and like
yeah.
They're
70 cents at Mr. Donut.
Yes, they're exactly what you described though here anyway. They're exactly what you described. They've got like fancy, but like, what is it? Captain Crunch, something on top of all of them. Like, I don't care. I don't need this. No. Like, no. Please don't do this to me. But
yeah, you just the secret menu is you say, I would like to raw dog that
they don't even
that pastry with a hole in the middle.
At these fancy ones, though, they don't even give you the joint or the choice. They don't have like a glazed option.
What?
It's just no. It's only these fancy ones. Like only you can get like the least fancy is like one with I don't know matcha frosting, something like that. Like, come on. But family.
Well,
donut,
I was gonna say that's sacrilege, but like in Japan, literally.
Yes.
My problem with the Pondering in Japan at Mr. Donuts, and of course at the end of the conversation, aforementioned one with Becky is like, oh, I'm like donut suck now, and she's like, remember Mr. Donut and how like you get that 5 times a day when we're in Japan? I was like, oh yeah, that's just in another part of my brain. I forget how everything's better there, but the it's not the Pondering, it's the old fashioned honey, like the old school sour cream donut with a light glaze, is like a cake donut. That thing. We should probably move on.
Yeah, I really want a Pondering now, though. I
God.
Every time, too. Every time I go to Mr. Donut, I'm just like, give me 10 of those. Don't worry, I will take care of all. Give me a baker's dozen.
Give me a baker's dozen. That would be a very confusing order for those poor kids.
Yes.
All right. So we've got 14. So how do we get here? It's because we have 13 things left, and we need to make it 12. Because donut places don't often.
Yeah, we can't fit 13 puns into the box.
In the box.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we taking out of the box here? Obviously, we're taking out the pwn de ring, the mochi donut with matcha on it.
Yes. Okay. So this one, number 13, I feel like the biggest problem with taking orders at a pizza place is that everyone is just phoning it in. I like this one. So I like it. I like it.
But I don't love it.
I recall writing this one to you, and I was like agonizing over this because I really wanted to use phoning it in as the like pun phrase. But the problem is like, I can't remember the last time I called somewhere to order food. Like, I always order online and then go pick it up or whatever. Like, yeah. even the super cheap, I don't know, super cheap restaurants around here, everyone has online ordering. So like, I figured I have to be more specific and use pizza place because maybe that's like, people still call for pizza orders.
I only call doctors and like really pain in the ass, like big companies where there's no other way to contact them. Like they don't do an email, right? Like insurance companies or something, or vendors who have to come to my house, right? Like green bubble contractors.
I guess like this pun was funny to me, but at the same time when I was reflecting on it, writing it, it made me feel like an unk.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I'd keep it here, 13. Right. I don't want to move it.
Okay, boomer.
Yep.
I think there is nothing jumping out at me that I would be willing to fight for to get that pizza place one higher. Although I do like it. I think that this one, let's talk, because we're definitely in the tranche now of ones that could be improved. I think when you say the biggest problem with, I think that's a lazy turn of phrase, and there's probably a way to connect that somehow to the concept of phoning in versus other means
of... Make it more pithy. Yeah. More layers.
Or connecting it to phoning it in like with an alternate way of putting in an order.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like if we integrated Chicago-style pizza, there would be more layers.
Fair. True. Number 12. So we'll call that 13. Number 12 is currently, AI coding assistants are just token developers.
This one's so good. I can't believe it was rated only 12. It's so good.
I'm trying to get in my headspace of
token developers. This is genius.
I think it's good. I think, you know, top 12 is not nothing. And I imagine based on how you feel about it, it's going to land in the top 10. But I think where I'm at was just like this podcast, I started it in January of 2024, right? And I did not set out to make an AI news podcast, but it's been such a dominant topic.
You're too AI heavy.
I'm just burnt out. The pun section of the show exists to give me a break between talking about follow-up, which is stuff Justin's built with AI.
Mm-hmm.
Before leading into news, which is the world going to hell thanks to AI. And so it's meant to be a palate cleanser.
Okay.
There's that. And then there's also, I think, just like the phrase token developer. No, I won't even say it. That's the only substantive thing I'll say about it.
No, it's very good. It's very, very good. And also it's way better than number 11.
I know.
Which is 11 is I bought a new camera and I'm having a hard time learning how to use it. No matter what I do, it just doesn't click. So token developer has a lot more layers here.
And it's we also give points for being succinct. You know, yes. You didn't have to waste a lot of our time and just getting it across. I, There are other higher ones too that I could see token developers rising above, so I'm sure it will. But just so I'll only comment on 11, right? I bought a new camera and I'm having a hard time learning how to use it. No matter what I do, it just doesn't click. Mm-hmm. I think when I was like vamping on air about this one, I said something like, there's something that like, it was the word click for me. It was like, it just didn't, you know,
didn't
land. And I got an email within a few minutes. Maybe this is the guy listening at 3X or 4X of pushing up the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what the joke should have been? Was I had a really hard time. I'm having a hard time learning how to use it. And I was just having a really hard time focusing or something like that. I just couldn't. Yeah. Cause like if you're having a hard time learning it because you can't focus, right? That's good.
Sure.
That would have improved it.
I mean, click is the same thing though. It's like, I'm having a hard time understanding how to use the camera. It doesn't click. Like, it doesn't click for me. But that's the problem is, like, it's the same joke.
Like hitting a shutter button, mm-hmm. I don't even use the verb click. That's the thing for me.
You're probably using, like, a cheap camera. Come on, dude.
I hit the shutter. I push the shutter. I don't know, man.
But when you hit the shutter button, it clicks. Like, it clicks. Right? And you don't know how, you don't understand how to use the camera. And since you don't understand how to use it, it's not clicking.
Yeah.
You could do the same thing with focus. Like focus, making it
focus.
But focus
is a tight, it's a tighter relationship between the verb to focus.
I mean, you could do something.
And cameras. A lot of things click.
I've decided to get really into, a way we could spin the joke basically is like, I've decided to get it into cameras as my hobby, and I'm really focusing on it. Something like
that. Yeah, sure. It's my new focus.
Yes.
It's my primary focus.
My primary focus, yes.
I have a smaller camera for day trips, and that's my secondary focus.
Okay, yeah. I'm good with this one at 12, though, yeah.
All right. Well, it's still in the box of pun donuts, so...
Yes.
Don't feel too bad. So that means we've got 11 left, and now we're looking to basically lock in our top 10 tentatively. Our top tentatively puns will not include this one. I feel like AI coding assistants are just token developers, unless
That's
you
so
find
good.
Something else
That's
that
so
you love a little less.
I mean... Okay, let's see. Number 10, I once worked with a JavaScript programmer that would only work mornings. I guess they're an AM and PM developer. I like that one. It's better than the tokens one. It's just longer. Doctors keep telling me I need more electrolytes, but all the lights in my house are already electric.
That one's better than either of those two for sure, dude. that one's real good.
Let's see.
Especially because like... so few people who take electrolytes still even know what electrolytes are.
Let's see. The problem with insurance company ads is all of their bold claims. Yeah.
That's the answer to this question. This is how this will end up at like 13 originally, now at 11. You got some strong contenders up top.
I think, like, to be honest, I'd pull... number 6 down to 11. Like, I think it's better than... I think the AI joke is better than that one.
Oh, man. But, like...
Or, excuse me, not number 6, number 7. So, number 7 is the problem with insurance company ads is all of their bold claims. It's just... Yes.
For,
that is a problem.
You would pull it down because that's more generic?
Yeah. I mean, it's just not like... I mean, the joke in number 7 is claims, as in like insurance claims. They're making bold claims, like bold
as
claims,
in provocative.
Insurance claims.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, they are. They do that, and also claims is a thing you do with insurance. It's just the I don't know.
I will say that there is a subversion of expectations, I know that's an overused phrase, aspect of this, where when I was reading for the first time the I feel like AI coding assistance pun,
mm-hmm.
I knew that token developer was going to be the joke before I got to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like an LLM, I predict the next word in the string of words. And I was like, okay. And that was my whole reaction. When I read the insurance one, I had no idea where you're going with that.
Mm.
So like with the problem with insurance company ads is all of their bold claims. And then I thought, you know what? That's really good because claims are actually the thing that they are in the business of avoiding, you know?
That's true.
But they do talk a big game about how we're going to be there for you.
For you, yes.
You know, we're after the hurricane, here's a guy in a vest with boots and he's going to come with a checklist to your home, right? Or how many fucking insurance ads are like the whole motif of the ad? It's like State Farm, it's Liberty Mutual. It's like a dude literally teleports into your bathroom with you, right? When like something leaks.
I mean, so I knew that the pun would play well with someone that lives in Florida.
Because you have to look back on the time when homes could be insured.
Yes.
In the past tense. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
my vote is I would keep token developers here.
At 11? Wow.
Sorry, man.
Okay.
Shoot one in the head.
All
line
right.
One up. Okay.
I'm good. We'll keep it
the
at 11.
The only one I'd swap it for is I would pull down AM and PM developers simply because it's hard to verbalize. It feels like, you know. First of all, if you don't know what that is, NPM is a package manager for Node.js, for JavaScript, basically, at this point, owned by GitHub, and it doesn't stand for anything, but AM and PM and AM and PM sound similar, right? And so the joke is that's it. It doesn't, I think it's very, very clever, and it managed to just not tickle me in a particular way. Token developers, I think there's just a beauty to the succinctness of it.
Yeah. I guess the JavaScript one would have done numbers on Twitter.
Speaking of historic things that we can just look back on.
Yes.
And argue. counterfactuals at this point.
No, I guess I like the JavaScript one better than the AI coding assistance
All right.
one. Yeah, we'll keep it there. It's fine.
All right, so AI assistance, we lock in at number 11. And I suppose, since I was just about to pull it down, that means we probably lock in. I once worked with a JavaScript programmer that would only work mornings. I guess they were an AM NPM developer. That's probably the best read I did of that one. So we should probably
I like that one. It's good. Yeah, we'll keep it at 10.
It's a top 10 pun,
It's a top
Aaron.
10 pun. Yeah, it is.
Top 10 pun.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's just a pun that, like, you know, if I took it to the vet and the medicine was really expensive, I'd probably come home and say, they said that there was nothing that could be done about that pun in particular.
All right, number
nine.
We
all got to say goodbye.
Number nine.
To JavaScript.
Doctors,
number nine.
Doctors keep telling me I need more electrolytes, but all the lights in my house are already electric. I love this. It's so good.
It's so good. I'm looking up at number five. Every time I go to the gym, I'm like, how's that working out? Which I love. I love saying that one.
Yeah.
I like saying that, like how I like saying, like, God damn it. It's a satisfying one to say.
So I don't know. I have near the end of this year, I have stopped going to the gym, basically, because I'm a terrible human.
You text me that a lot, and then I think of this pun every
yes,
time.
Yes, and then I'm like... How is that working out? And I'm like, it's not working out at all.
Your employer doesn't pay for your gym membership anymore.
No. And I also hate going to the gym, so...
So you're paying to not work out.
I'm paying to not work out, yes.
How's that working out?
See, that one gets a lot of mileage, though. That's a good one.
I know,
one.
Man.
It's got a lot of mileage.
It's good. The boat one... is even better than this one. It took me a while to figure out how to get my boat to float, but then I let it sink in.
Mm-hmm.
That one, talk about that one didn't, there's a difference between a pun where it takes a second for you to connect the dots. And then there's one where it immediately clicks, but you never expected it,
mm-hmm.
which was that one for me. So I really like that one.
Yeah. Keep it. Yeah. Okay, Doctor, hold on. I'm trying.
I would swap it with the bold claims one, potentially.
It took me a while to figure. Yes. Oh, for sure. The bold. So we're talking about number eight right now. Number eight is, it took me a while to figure out how to get my boat to float, but then I let it sink in. And number seven is the problem with insurance company ads is all of their bold claims. I think
I'm
boat
still on
better.
Nine. I haven't locked in nine yet. I'm saying I would pull the doctor keeps telling me I need more electrolytes, but all the lights in my house are already electric. I would push below it the insurance companies.
Yes,
one.
Absolutely.
All right. Fair.
Yes.
Sold. Electric light keep winning. So that makes number nine, the problem with insurance company ads, is all of their bold claims.
I'm happy with that at nine. I think that's good.
Eight, that means is now the electrolytes one that we've been discussing for a bit now. And seven, it took me a while to figure out how to get my boat to float, but then I let it sink in. And now, because we have fewer, we're looking a few up at a time. Number six is my biggest issue with callbacks is I wish they would text first. See, you like it. You were shitting on that one earlier, but you like when I say it. We said the gym one is currently at number five. And then I don't think the only one in the top four that I would consider pulling down significantly is I thought installing a new shower would make my house worth a lot more, but it turned out to just
be a wash.
That one I think I overrated.
Really?
It's good. But like it's you like the bold claims, it's one dimensional.
Yeah, but also like I kind of knew. So I have to admit, like there's kind of a meta game going on from my standpoint, which is like how well are the puns going to play with you specifically?
Somebody who paid 40 grand for a shower?
Exactly. Yes.
It was a wash. Because you know that's gonna live in my.
You're gonna go to the bathroom, go take a shower, and you'll be like, "Yeah, this was a wash."
No, actually, I'm underwater, Aaron. God, I gotta do this all day.
Oh gosh. Okay, yeah. We can pull. I think pulling. Hold on, let me reread this. So, what are we talking about now? Number six.
We're currently looking to lock in number number eight. It's either the electrolytes one or we pull below it one of these higher ones, and the only one that's jumping out at me is either the gym one or the shower one, which is currently all the way up.
Now I like the gym one. I think we should pull the shower one down. We can pull the shower one down. It'd be number eight.
If you could have worked in the but I'm still underwater or something like that.
Oh yeah, it'd be top
yeah
three
yeah. I'm still underwater after installing a new shower, but I'm hoping that I can make it a wash.
A wash, yeah.
That would have been epic. Okay, so that one, so that's the new number eight.
Yep.
Allowing the electrolytes to go all the way at the top seven, which I feel like is a very good ranking for that one. That makes number seven. Doctor keeps telling me I need more electrolytes, but all of the lights in my house are already electric. And if you're one of these fancy people, like, you know, who orders electrolytes in the little packets, an actual electric light costs less than a packet of like LMNT salt at this point, which says a lot about America and how much shit people buy from Instagram ads. That means that basically now we're here to lock in the top five already. We're only an hour into this thing.
We haven't done number six yet, have we? It took me a while to figure out.
The way that we lock in the top five is we pick which kid is number six. Kick off the back of the bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure out how to get my boat to float, but then I let it sink in.
It's very good.
It is. I feel. I like that one at number six. I wouldn't kick out anything for it. And the reason, let me tell you, the reason is because when I reread it, it feels like the grammar is a little bit off and could be improved. So let me read it. It took me a while to figure out how to get my boat to float, but then I let it sink in. Like getting your boat to float, and then you let it sink in.
Yeah, there's a...
like.
There's a physics problem here.
Yeah, I feel we could make this could be more pithy. could be shorter and deliver the same amount of groan, basically.
And have it maintain some kind of, subject-verb agreement that, like, makes some kind of sense in,
yes,
in the form of,
yes,
what people do to boats.
To boats, yes. I mean, figure out how to get my
There's two other things. So there's two things I think about with this one in terms of room for improvement, because I think it will stay here for that reason. One is, there is the expression that this could have leveraged somehow, which is whatever floats your boat. Right?
Yep.
And then you could have paired sync in with that, which would have solved that sort of like action verb problem. The other one is, I've noticed a trend in your lazier puns that use a lot of I feel like, yeah, I think statements. And when you use verbs like, when you phone it in with verbs like figure out or just kind of filler, like took me a while, like that's to me a sign that there's probably a tighter action.
Yeah.
That would have been more memorable or tied to the wordplay.
I mean, I like to use I feel like, or I think that, or you may not know this, but
that's a good one
in my puns, because it stretches it out, because we're trying to optimize for time wasted. We have a time wasted and groan ratio, right? Like, we're trying to optimize, like, make the person who's listening groan in the fewest number of words. And if you use I feel like or these filler words at the beginning, it's like you're getting dropped off a cliff at the end. Like, I feel it impacts the groan, and you have to think about that like ratio.
There's the ad, so I'm agreeing with you here to say it's also how deep things cut. Like, there's a reason when you're on the subway and somebody who wants to fucking shiv you is going to start with like a very, very pedestrian conversation. So you lower your guard, and, or so I'm told. I haven't been shivved on the subway because
they have subways in Florida? In Orlando?
No, the water table is like, you could put a spork in my yard and spring a well. but like that, right? If you come out with a really bold, authoritative claim right out the gate, people's defenses would go up, and then they'd be more resistant to the pun. It would blunt the trauma. But if you start with like a relatively pedestrian, I think that, or I'm feeling like this lately, and then it sneaks, then it gives you the opportunity to, like, then their belly goes soft for a second.
Yeah, they lowered their guard. They're invested yes, in the sentence now. They're like, oh, yeah, what's coming next?
It's the worm on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. Okay. Well, I still think this is probably number 6.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Which means we got our top 5 now.
Okay.
And at number 5, what do we got?
Number 5, my biggest issue with callbacks is I wish they would text first. Very good. Very good.
Very good. Very good pun. This one I found very impressive. It's another programming one.
Yes.
But it has the double meaning as well, which is like, even if you don't know programming, it's like, oh yeah, I hate when people call me. I'd rather text.
Yeah.
And so it's a true double meaning where if you don't know the programming ology of it, it's a callback is when you invoke a function like, add later, and you're going to give it two numbers, and then the computer is going to go and do hard math, and then eventually when it finishes and it wants to tell you that it's done adding the two numbers, you would add a third parameter that's another function, and that's called a callback that it could then invoke with the result. And so that makes no sense to what I just said if you're a programmer, but it's a kind that that's what that is. And I wish it would text first. Honestly, like, if you think really literally, I kind of don't like those APIs. I would rather it return text for it right away. Just like, just give me the answer right now when I'm asking for it. Don't make me write a stupid function.
I mean, the other thing, there's a little bit more layers to this one too, because I'm sending you all of these puns async.
Yeah.
I mean, callbacks, texting, async. This is just, it's got everything. I love this.
Yeah,
fun.
It's good. It's good. Is there anything that we love less? I like this more than every time I go to the gym. I'm like, how's that working?
I was going to say that. I think four should move down, but it's definitely top five.
I think four is less of a pun and more a really good sentence.
Yes.
All right. So the number five sentence of the year. Every time I go to the gym, I'm like, how's that working out?
It's not even a pun. It's not even a pun. I think I'm trying to even remember when I texted you this. Like, it would have
been like April, I think, judging by these numbers.
Okay. So I was going to the gym regularly at the time.
While you were falling out of love.
Yes, I was probably at the gym when I texted you this, because I hate being there and I'm like, this is not working out.
The end of winter, right? The end of the cold weather. You're sick of getting in the car.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Because your house, right? Like, you have a detached garage.
We don't have a garage, dude. No.
You don't have a garage at all. So when it's cold out, you got to like warm the car up and do the whole ordeal.
I mean, it's only, so like my gym is a mile away from the house. So, I mean, technically I could bike, which I do in the summer. I could bike or walk or whatever.
If you were serious, like you're going there to get on a treadmill mostly.
Yes.
So like you could just run there.
I'm never going to do that though. Like so the problem is, the gym is downhill from my place. So when I get done at the gym, I got to go uphill. Like, no, I just did a workout.
It's active recovery.
I'm not doing that. And I just took a shower at the gym. I'm not like taking a shower.
Yeah, I do the sauna.
Yeah. And I'm not taking a shower, walking home only to take a shower again. No, please.
No.
Not going
to
work.
You could just cut the subscription cost. First of all, you go to our sponsor, Rocket Money. And then they're like, hey, look, you're spending $150 on a gym membership. Do you want us to call them and negotiate that for you? And then they say, hey, dummy, if you're just using a treadmill, you could just run outside for free in a loop and then shower right when you get back.
Yeah, when you get back. Yeah, I know. I mean, I was like, when the gym...
That would be a wash. That was great.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That would be a wash.
Shitting gold here. All right, so that's the number five.
Number five, yes.
Now we're in, you know, so now we got some fun stuff, because in the top four, we've got two about video games.
Yep.
Earlier, I said I think more people know Regular Expressions than Bellatro, because I get a decent number of emails saying, hey, I really love your podcast, but I don't give a fuck about video games.
Oh, wow. Weird. Okay.
And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, sometimes I forget that, like, not all programmers are suburban middle-aged white men from America who were advertised that computers were video game machines by Radio Shack in the 80s.
I love video games. I don't have a gaming PC though. I don't do PC games.
No, but you grew up in that sort of demo, yes. Right? Where computers equal video game stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So we got two about games. We've got this one about programming, and then we've got one that is a combination of, I guess it's like business/finance.
Yeah. I love finance puns. It's good. Yep. It's how I pay the bills.
I know you like the word tranche. So I try to use the word tranche frequently with you.
Yes. Okay. Okay. What are we doing? We're doing number four.
We're at number four, deciding is the number four pun my biggest issue with callbacks. Is that I wish they would text first.
Okay, what do we got?
Or would you nominate any of the other top three to go into the four slot?
I'm going to read off.
Go read them.
Yeah, I'm going to read off. So number three is, I bought a Nintendo Switch because I heard it was going to be really fun to play. Unfortunately, I didn't enjoy it one bit, and now I feel like I've been Joy-Conned.
That's the classic. This one's long and wastes more time without filler.
Yep. I
but still has the punchline, because like if it's going to be long, I want the very last syllable to be the punch.
I think a bummer though about this particular format is that like when I send you a pun, I have to set up the entire context for the pun.
Yes, that which is very difficult.
Yeah. So like this number three is like, I bought a Nintendo Switch because I heard it was going to be really fun to play. It's like, this just came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
This came out of nowhere. Like, two sentences. I mean...
Well, some of the best stories, though. Like I think it's actually, it's a good challenge as a writer to be able to put somebody in a world right away. Like, what's that six-word novel, like, baby shoes for sale, never worn, right? Like,
that's true.
There's a certain art to it.
That's true. That's a good point. I guess
it's like a haiku.
I keep trying to go back to the original, like, oh, what is the most bang for the buck? How can I, like, waste the most amount of time in the fewest syllables? Right,
in the least generic way,
yes,
like in something that's actually clever.
Yeah, and that I think like that makes the whole world building, the pun world building exercise, more costly, right?
Right,
because it means
you had one last year that was a whole goddamn paragraph.
Yes,
and it was hard.
Yes,
right, that was a problem.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I was experimenting with that. That was in my like experimental phase.
When you die, and Ebby has me over to go through some of your shit, and it's going to be like J.R. Tolkien's son who like uncovers like, oh wait, there were other books of just world building source material just for these puns. It's like, or like when you look at Hemingway's like Sun Also Rises or one of his books, and you see the pre-edited manuscripts and just like how he struck through 90% of the text, and we only got what was left.
Yep. That's going to be me.
That's these puns, yeah.
Absolutely. I think, okay. This is really tough because I like the callbacks. I like the callbacks pun. Callbacks, wish they would text first. Really just boom, 1-2 punch with the pun right in there. But
I could pull down the Joy-Con one for it.
I think it should go down, yes. I think right. Joy-Con should be number four. I like Joy-Con a lot. It's just, I don't think that the juice is worth the squeeze in this case. Yeah.
And it was number four originally, so it's kind of just back to where it was. We're having less movement overall compared to last year so far.
So I would lock that in for number four.
Locked in.
I bought a Nintendo Switch because I heard it was going to be really fun to play. Unfortunately, I didn't enjoy it one bit, and now I feel like I've been Joy-Con. I sent you this. When I was trying to buy the Nintendo Switch 2.
Yeah, 29 would have been like March.
Yep.
When you're trying to pre-order.
Trying to pre-order, yep. Felt like I was getting Joy-Con then.
I bought it thinking, we're going to play Mario Kart twice, and then I'm not going to touch this thing again until a major game comes out that I want to play. And so far that has
Come
to pass.
I think I've only been playing Nintendo Switch 1 titles on it.
Well, they don't run like ass, so that's good.
I picked up Dave the Diver again.
Yeah, good game.
Yes. I quit playing that game. It's
a game that's a two-phase game if you don't know it. And Dave the Diver, every day has two phases. There's the phase where you dive underwater in scuba gear to go hunt fish and solve tasks. And then at night, by night, all of the stuff that you find is used as ingredients for sale in a sushi shop.
Yeah, you work in a sushi
restaurant.
And then you
work the sushi restaurant.
So I like the game so much. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but like I play a game and I love the game so much that I don't want it to end. So I just quit. Like I don't want it to
like a book that you just kind of leave.
Yeah, I'm like, this is so good, I don't want it to end. Now that's, I think that there's kind of like a curve there. So it's like, for example, Expedition 33, so good, couldn't put it away, finished right. It like just plowed through it. Dave the Diver though, I had to put it away.
It's the difference between I just in like for a book, right? It's like I gotta find out what happens. Is a kind of book.
Yep.
And that's what the Expedition 33, which has won most Game of the Year awards and was probably my game of the year. Notable in that it's like a piece of French media that I didn't hate. It's a French JRPG where the J stands for Japanese. The that was one where you just like, I this is too fucking crazy. I got to know how it ends.
Yes.
And then the ending is satisfying. The Dave the Diver is like, that's a game loop that I really enjoy. And when I hit the ending, it's not building up towards the ending. The ending is just going to happen. And then I will lose the thing that I enjoy.
Yeah.
Different kind of ending.
Yeah, very different. Okay. Anyway, Joy-Con, I'm good with number four. Yeah.
Locked.
I think I could have made it shorter, but I'm happy with it. Like, I could have made it about the pre-order, but then I was like, I was thinking about making it about the pre-order, but then I was like, this would be too,
If it was about the pre-order, it should have been shorter, and then about how scalpers are reselling it.
Yes.
Like, hey, be careful if you're pre-ordering from a Joy-Con'd. Shady site, you're going to get Joy-Con'd.
Yep. You don't want to get Joy-Con'd. Yep.
Yep. but hey, you know, that poor fucking pun, it's going to be at the bar in its like 40s, 50s, 60s. Whoever's sitting next to it, it's going to hear the story about how they almost medaled at the Olympics. But
All right. So number three is now my biggest issue with callbacks is I wish they would text first. Great.
And I think that probably stays there.
I think so too.
These other two, and you just read them, the accounting one and the buy now, play later, are just too good.
Yes.
So, all right. So we're going to lock in three while we're at it.
Yep.
We're currently at like coming up on an hour and a half here. And your hard stop is still
one.
Oh,
yeah.
We're fine.
Yep. Okay. So number two is I heard that high-end restaurants typically go broke because they cooked their books. I guess there's no accounting for good taste.
God. I mean, what I love about it is that lots of good puns and wordplay have a literal layer and a metaphysical layer, right? And mm-hmm. this one goes from literal layer and then the almost the center word in the statement, that there between cooked and books,
mm-hmm.
it pivots into purely metaphysical.
Yes.
So what happens at high-end restaurants? They cook. And then their books, that is to say, their Quicken.
Yes.
their QuickBooks and their financial statements and their Excel spreadsheets. Mm-hmm. I guess there's no accounting, which again is like, you know, a heady, you know, concept for good taste, which is a heady expression about, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this one's got so many layers. Like they're not just cooking food, they're cooking their books.
Yeah, this is a hairpin S turn, right?
Yep.
This is you... I know you're an initial D fan, right?
Yes.
Like this is you going drifting down the mountain.
and then no accounting for good taste. I mean, come on. No accounting. Just boo. Yes. So good. No accounting.
And then period chef's kiss. Yes. And then that's another. And then that ties us right back to where we started.
It's so good. No accounting for good taste. No accounting because they cooked their books.
That's right. Even though it's a high end restaurant. So it's got good taste.
It got good taste. Yes.
Ah, it's so good.
Yep.
It is a classic.
That one's very
good. I think that plays for number one too, so I don't know if I'm...
Well, let's read number one. Let's read number one.
Go for it.
I never pre-order video games. Instead, I just buy now, play later.
That one was a total gut punch to me. Because when you texted that, it was, what, 37? So I'm not going to like look through the dates, but... It was that time of year, halfway through the year, when like a lot of stories about Klarna and Affirm and Apple Pay. Remember, Apple had pulled out of their Apple Pay later.
Yep.
Because it's like, oh, it turns out that this is just maybe we're not charging interest, but we are absolutely perpetuating the thing where people can't afford groceries mm-hmm. in this country, and so they're going into debt. To you know, it's just payday loans.
Yeah, essentially payday loans type thing.
With nobody clubbing your knees per se.
Yeah.
And so the timeliness of that one killed me. The video game pre-orders being kind of like borderline predatory, right? Where it's like if you ever walked into an EB Games or a GameStop, you were accosted with like demands that you pre-order all your games or you're gonna miss out.
Yep.
And you'd say like, but like either you buy digital now or actually there's gonna be plenty of them or whatnot. And so they'd have to actually like come up with some number of carrots, like, oh, you get a pre-order bonus, which is like, I don't know, like a gold receipt or like a little tchotchke.
Well, now it's like what equipment or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, in-game cheat codes or skin. And but like there'd also be like a certain number of sticks. Like you gotta have a certain number of pre-orders just to like, you know, go through the fast line at checkout. Mm. Otherwise we make you wait. Yeah. So the fact that like there was facially pre-orders were like totally not problematic, but like were simultaneously the worst thing about being a consumer in the video game industry until like we went digital. Mm-hmm. And then there's nothing facially problematic with buy now, pay later. In fact, like, you know, if used correctly, like a Q-tip, right? Like you buy Q-tips and if you use them as they're meant to be used, which is apparently not stuck in your ears, they're perfectly products.
I mean, like you could think of a credit card as essentially buy now, pay later. It's basically what it is. It's just, you know, short term. And
yeah, there's just the person who pays off their credit card every month, and so they get lounge access so that somebody the card issuer can, like, you know, get rich off the swipe fees.
Yeah.
And then there's the credit card that's like designed to predate.
Yes.
So I like that turn. I like, you know, I really, really like the buy now play later one. But I think that if you were going to a pun museum, right, and you were like,
oh,
show me humanity's top 10 best puns.
Yeah.
Number two, I heard that high end restaurants typically go broke because they cook their books. I guess there's no accounting for good taste. I could see that one being written about in a postgraduate class about puns.
Sure.
Punning.
Okay. So I agree with you, but I kind of want to like, yes. And here, maybe put a little like, I don't know, context. Number one, I never pre-order video games. Instead, I just buy now, play later. This one, it's not just about all the things that you mentioned to me, but it's something that I actually do.
Build a backlog. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yes, absolutely. I didn't even mention that.
Like, I do this all the time. It's like, well, I don't have time. Like, I really want to play this game. I just don't have time. Like, as you get older, this is just what happens. You know, I don't have time to play the game. So
Steam winter sale's going on right now. It's like, oh, it's 10% off.
Yeah, and you're like, wow.
With inflation, I can't afford not to buy right now.
And you're like, well, I'll just buy now and play later. And now every time I buy a video game, I just think that. I'm like, buy now, play later?
Which means this has legs. And you're right in that not only is that what we literally do, but the sense that you've got this backlog of 500 Steam games or whatever that you're never going to get through, it becomes like, it feels like debt.
Yes.
It feels like an albatross where you're like, oh, I'm just like, I would have to live to be 400 years old to get through all these goddamn games.
Like, I think number two is more timeless, like you're saying.
True.
Like, the wordplay is more, it's more, there's more nuance. I think it's artistically better than number one. I think number two should go to number one, but number one, I like really.
This is the last year that this pun makes sense. Like in November, the November physical video game sales just came out, and they were, in absolute terms, given how much the population's grown, the video game has grown. They were, in absolute terms, fewer sales than 1995, like in-store video games.
It was
the worst performing year since, yes. And so
you
look at that and you're like, well, shit, like pre-ordering video games is kind of like, it's not what it was. So as a result, I feel like, yeah, this is its moment. It's this last, it's like a, you know, like last year for qualifying for a particular award or whatever.
Yeah. Also, have you ever done, I've done pre-order digitally. Have you done that?
Yeah, I guess you can't. That just gets even further into like the, what even are we doing here?
Yeah.
Because the point of pre-ordering was to secure inventory.
Right, exactly. Well, I get suckered into the pre-order ones because it's like, so I pre-ordered, what was it? Ghost of Yote. Because I think you get like extra armor or something dumb like that. If you pre-order, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to do.
And then there's no refunds. And then when reviews are bad, all the people who pre-order are like mad.
Yeah. Well, I knew,
but they played themselves.
But I don't. The thing is, like, that particular game is like, I know I'm gonna play this. Doesn't matter what the reviews are. I'm gonna play it.
All right,
gonna play it. So I pre-ordered it.
Well, you're gonna play it. Dot dot dot. Later.
Later. Yes.
Yes. literally. And
literally. Yes. Okay. So yes, let's move number two up to number one. I think so.
Well, that by process of elimination, that's our number one pun then. So. Whew, I don't know about you, but I feel exerted. Otsukare sama desu.
I think so. I'm going to reread this. I heard that high-end restaurants typically go broke because they cook their books. I guess there's no accounting for good taste. Yeah.
Great.
Hold on. I want to revisit one more thing. I know we've put that in the number one category, but the buy now, play later thing, for me, that's in the same category as the how's that working out.
It's a really good sentence.
It's a really good sentence. And it's something that I just keep thinking every time the situation comes up. It's like, yeah.
It's, you know what it is it's not a pun. It's a catchphrase.
Yes.
So like if you had a TV show, I mean, we're both Japanophiles. So when I think of like a TV show with like a star, like I'm thinking of like a variety show where Aaron goes to video game stores. His catchphrase would be buy now, play later.
Absolutely. And yes.
Because I actually go to the gym. if I had a TV show about going to gyms in Japan,
how's that working out?
How's that working out would absolutely be my like why Japanese people kind of like
catchphrase, you
know, white guy catchphrase. Yeah, absolutely. Your sounds better in katakana.
Buy now, play later.
Yes. Yeah. But there we go. I think we got it locked, man. We're at an hour and a half.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm tired now. You're probably tired. I guess we should probably reread them all bottom up.
Okay.
Give me one last read of these, and then we can start the cremator, I guess, and throw them all in.
All right.
So that we can start season three.
All right. Number 21, eating cherries is the pits. It is. Sure.
Want to take turns, or do you want to just do them all?
I don't know. I'll do them all. My niece would love that one. She would just die of laughter. Number 20. I'm thinking of starting a YouTube channel for physicists and calling it Mass Media. Yep. 19. I heard most cars are designed by a steering committee. Because steering, cars, sure. 18. I heard YouTube is hiring tons of fish lately. Apparently they make good streamers.
I'm going to interject. This is our last chance to make us like a swipe or steal a base here.
Yep.
I would swap 18 and 19. I like steering committee more than the streamers.
I disagree. No.
All right.
Because it's like fish and streamers. It's funny. Steering committee. I don't know. I keep thinking C++ basically.
I dislike all these equally, to be honest. So I'm cool with that.
17. Really wanted to get into baseball this year, but I found watching the games to be very hit or miss. Yeah. Okay. 16. I was really hoping to play Balatro today, but I don't have time, so I guess it's not in the cards. Nope, it's not. I feel like that pun could have been a much better joker.
Yeah.
Joker. Balatro.
Ha!
All right. 15. I really don't get the hype behind mechanical keyboards until I tried one, and then it clicked. 14. It's weird they're called regular expressions when hardly anyone uses them regularly.
We didn't even mention this, but the reason that's funny, and I said this at the time when you introduced that one, but like the reason I think it's funny is that writing regular expressions is something programmers only have to do occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's something you might have to do once every four or five, I don't know, features that you write. So
definitely not regularly.
Definitely not regularly.
And then also there's like the whole thing is like if you use a regular expression, now you have two problems, right? Like you're discouraged from using them. Like, all right. 13. I feel like the biggest problem with taking orders at a pizza place is that everyone is just phoning it in. They are, except they're ordering online now. 12. I bought a new camera and I'm having a hard time learning how to use it. No matter what I do, it just doesn't click. Yep. Oh, God, I still love this one. 11. I feel like AI coding assistants are just token developers. They are.
And now for the top 10 puns.
Number 10, I once worked with a JavaScript programmer that would only work mornings. I guess they were an AM NPM developer. Number 9, the problem with insurance company ads is all of their bold claims. Yep. Number 8, I thought installing a new shower would make my house worth a lot more, but it turned out to just be a wash. Number 7, doctors keep telling me I need more electrolytes, but all the lights in my house are already electric. Number 6, it took me a while to figure out how to get my boat to float, but then I let it sink in. Number 5, every time I go to the gym, I'm like, how's that working out?
I'm already imagining the graphics package for the TV show.
How's that working out?
How's that working out?
Number 4, I bought a Nintendo Switch because I heard it was going to be really fun to play. Unfortunately, I didn't get to enjoy it one bit, and now I feel like I've been Joy-Conned. Number 3, my biggest issue with callbacks is that I wish they would text first.
Yeah, that's great.
Number 2, I never pre-order video games. Instead, I just buy now, play later. And
the number one pun for 2025 season 2 of Breaking Change is...
I heard that high-end restaurants typically go broke because they cook their books. I guess there's no accounting for good taste.
insert applause, public domain applause sound effect here. Well, Aaron, thanks for your time. I'm looking just to do a quick scan for our secondary award of most improved pun. So our biggest drop might have been the mass media one from 20 to 14.
Well-deserved drop.
And our biggest increase, I believe, judging from this, is from 21 all the way rocketing up the charts to 14, was the one we just can't shut up about. It's weird they're called regular expressions when hardly anyone uses them regularly. I have repeated this sentence now more times than I've used regular expressions in the year 2025. And I wrote an entire social media app that has a ton of regular expressions.
So, I mean, I guess that means this pun has become a regular expression for you.
Yeah, right. Look it up in the dictionary. Part of speech, expression.
When you regularly
kind of expression,
use...
it's just a regular one. I don't know, man. Thanks for hanging out with me, Aaron.
Yep. Thank you for having
question,
me on.
I guess since we're right here, this is kind of like the end of the year special for the show, I guess, as a future release. Tell me, so it's your holiday break. No one's working right now.
Correct.
Yeah. Tell me something, because I imagine you're spending more time with your family as a result than usual. I want you to say something on air that you wouldn't tell your family, a secret about your holiday break. Something that's going on that you're up to.
Is this a trick question? Are you trying to get my family to listen to the podcast? Is that the deal?
I don't have any of their contact information except for Ebby, and there's no way.
Okay, I'll tell you something, but I mean, Ebby already knows this.
All right.
We didn't open any Christmas presents until yesterday.
What?
Yeah. It's just too hard, man. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's too stressful. So
you opened the box and the cat was dead that I sent you. Fuck. I had air holes, but only so much food.
The date was the 25th. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Opened all our Christmas presents yesterday. Not even on Christmas.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the point is to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that way too. The point is to enjoy yourself.
You were hosting too, right? So you couldn't really take a breath.
Yes. Yes. I had no time. I had to make lots of food, and that was that. And I don't know. I just don't feel like opening gifts. Didn't feel like it.
What do you give the man that already has everything that he needs? He's got every video game he's never going to play.
I've already bought them now. I'll play them later.
Yeah. All right. With that, we're going to call it. I'm going to hit the button. I'm going to play the little chiptune-y. Speaking of video games, I was just thinking, like, this kind of sounds like Space Harrier from Sega in the 90s, the chiptunes song. But the best part about the song is we're both going to dance our way out, but only I can hear it. Bye.
Thanks, Justin.
Merry Christmas. New Year's. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Good job. finally done.